only you. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. As some of you already know, when Pastor Bruce and I married in 2021, we had both been previously widowed. Our marriage combined Bruce's 4 grown children with my 6 also grown children. The combined grandchildren now number 25, and our great-grandchildren, including those due in a few months, number 12. Our brood is happy, loving, and blessed. In there, however, is my son Luke. He is a strong believer and follows Jesus with all his heart. However, Luke has had a 10-year journey with brain cancer. He has endured countless medications, countless complications due to those medications, 3 brain cancer surgeries, 2 brain radiation series, and is currently undergoing his 2nd chemotherapy series. This prayer was being written after we were told that a recent scan showed yet another problem. It seemed that there was now uncertainty as to whether there was new cancer growth or simply scar tissue from the radiation recently done to his brain showing up on this scan. My prayer follows and is self-explanatory. Only you. Our hearts are torn today. We come to you, Lord God. You heard our prayer when life was seemingly sunshine and birdsong, but now we come with tears and fear and dreaded sorrow. We love him so much that our son's diagnosis strikes panic. Father, you are our only hope. No treatment nor doctor brings us comfort, but you do, only you. You pour your peace over us. You let us rest in the hollow of your gentle, mighty hand. The future is known only by you. You walk with us as we go into the unknown. You are with us, always with us. We feel your love for us. All is well in your will. Right here, the phone rings, interrupting the praying of my prayer. At the other end of the phone is my son Luke, relaying to me that several members of the tumor board have consulted with each other, and one called him. My heart skids to a stop in my throat. The panel believes that the findings on the scan are not new brain cancer growth, but merely scar tissue from the radiation. Come in again in a month for another scan, they say, to confirm their thoughts, but all seems well. I can't breathe. I can't speak. Then my prayer continues to God. Blinded with relief and tears, we fall prone at your feet, O God, in absolute and complete adoration. Gratitude that has no limit overwhelms me like a tsunami of joy. There are no words. I run into your arms and in my mind feel you embrace my soul. Thank you, Father. You are the giver of miracles again and again. Only you heal and love and help and care and bless. We are undeserving and can't even thank you enough. Only you deserve our heartfelt thankfulness and our unending praise. You are the answer and the source of the joy. You give meaning to our lives. Only you take us into your heaven and hold us eternally near your heart forever. We know that someday, for each of us, there will be complete healing when we walk home with you. Only you will do these things. Only you are the healer and Father. We praise only you. My interrupted prayer holds unending praise forever and ever, all for only you.